MasterRadio.fm has compressed thousands of podcasts and all of our radio shows into the ultimate internet marketer's knowledge base. Introducing the new WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, absolutely free and now available for iPhone and Android users. Listen to our live broadcasts at the push of a button or access our complete archive of shows, past and present, like SEO 101, Affiliate Buzz, The Shoe Money Show, The Daily Search Cast, and so much more. Download it now from the iTunes Store or the Google Play Store today.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. Discover the best practices for tracking and targeting mobile marketing. Our hosts will take you inside the latest trends in mobile technology and help you make the most out of the mobile web. Learn about the latest strategies and trends in the world of mobile, web development, search, email marketing, text message marketing, and more. Leverage your mobile presence today. Now, prepare to get mobilized.
Hello and welcome to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. I'm Joe Walczak with Skywire Media.
And I'm Kim Duszynski with the author of the Mobile Marketing Handbook. Welcome to 2013. Yay!
That's right. Happy New Year.
Absolutely. Well, so I'm excited I'm excited for the new year. It's always fun to have that fresh start and sort of be done with all the, you know, holidays and festivities. As fun as they are, it's sort of, by the time it's all over, I'm kind of glad to just settle in.
That's right. After all the running around and parties and eating and drinking for the last several weeks, it's nice. It's nice to be back to work.
It is.
So. But this week we're discussing best practices for mobile in the year 2013. What are we're going to talk about? What people are going to be doing this coming year, and how they should be doing it, and then we'll give our thoughts on all of that.
Awesome! Yeah, I'm really excited about that. I think it's a great thing to sort of lay the groundwork as the year comes in. But before we proceed, I want to make sure to thank Skywire Media for being our sponsor. It's really awesome to have you on board for that. Thanks so much.
It is our pleasure. And let's remember, everyone, don't forget to like us on Facebook.com/mobilepresence.
Awesome. Yes. And share your thoughts there. Really let us know what you're thinking about mobile, or ask questions, or make comments or whatever. I wanted to share something that Miranda Miller mentioned on our page. She was answering the question about why you think mobile marketing is a critical marketing tool. And she actually posted it to me onto my page. So I'll get it back onto the Mobile Presence page, because she said she was too long-winded and the character limit was too small in the actual poll thing. So so anyway, but I thought it was really great, because she said she thinks that mobile is a critical tool because it enables marketers to reach consumers at what might be a critical point in their buying decision-making process. Specifically, she was saying that it allows the brick-and-mortar shoppers with loyalty discounts, so in other words, to reach them right as they're considering other products, and to basically insert yourself into the equation when and wherever it matters. So I thought that was a really interesting comment to really point out that it's all about the when and wherever it matters, because that's a basic gist of mobile. And so,
yeah, absolutely. And I during my Christmas shopping this year, I really began to see, you know, how important mobile, you know, how important it is in the decisions you make while you're out there shopping. And I was using my phone constantly while I was out doing my shopping, researching products. I actually didn't buy a product because I had not heard of the brand that I was buying. So I started looking it up online, and every review that I saw was terrible. Mm. I mean, we're talking one star.
Wow.
And everybody was just saying what a terrible time they've had with it, and they didn't like it. So I did not buy it. And,
wow.
You know, it was, you know, using, I was doing comparisons while I was out shopping. I was, you know, searching out different stores, you know, trying to find different products at different stores and all sorts of stuff. So it was, it does, it's very useful to the consumer, and it could be very beneficial for the retailer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that you know, the customers can find them and come spend some money.
Yeah, boy, that just really emphasizes the point about businesses really, you know, whether or not they think they're participating in mobile marketing. You know, the fact that you have access as a consumer to all their reviews while you're mobile, I mean, is that a mobile marketing play or not? Really, I mean, it sort of isn't, but if they're, you know, if they're, you know, not paying attention to the fact that that's how people are accessing that information right there in the aisles when it makes a buying decision difference, you know, I mean, that's just huge. It's huge.
Yeah, it is. It is very, makes a big impact.
Yes.
But coming up in 2013, we've got, you know, everybody's got their budgets done already.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a little survey that we came across that kind of breaks down everybody's spending for the year. I believe they did a poll of marketing executives and came back with what everybody is planning to spend on.
Mm.
And we've still got email marketing leading the way.
Well, you know, because it works. I mean, interestingly enough, I think those, you know, death of email stuff is a little overrated. But yeah, but people are spending 55% more on email in the year. The good news is they're also planning to increase on mobile 42%. And 51% on social media. So the top, you know, those top three, really, really interesting there that it's all planning on coming up. So yeah, so email, mobile, and social are really the top priorities in budgets. I think that's just fascinating too when you consider that mobile and social were not even on the scene just, you know, a few years ago, and now they're in the top, you know, what people are going to be spending on.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's. You know, it is where people spend most of their time. I mean, the mobile devices are, you know, you go to bed with them at night, most people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a great place to market.
Yes. Interesting too that some of their strategic goals for mobile marketing, mobile apps and mobile advertising are their top priorities, followed by SMS alerts and location-based marketing. So that's an interesting thing there, that businesses are really like that. Like, that gives you an insight into what the businesses think is important in mobile marketing. So they're really thinking about mobile apps and mobile advertising. And that's funny because I wouldn't necessarily think of those as the top priorities if I were recommending for businesses, unless they've already got the other things covered, you know, if you've
right,
got your
yeah,
mobile web and stuff covered, then yeah, fine, add on an app. I'd be curious to know if that means, you know, this is their first dive into mobile and they're going to go with an app first, or not sure.
Yeah, it's you know, I agree with you on that one. You know, priority number one is probably the mobile website.
Mm-hmm.
And then mobile app can follow after that. But I'm curious to also that they don't have, there's no, you know, mobile advertising. Maybe that falls into a different, category, mobile advertising. But that seems like something that would be pretty important.
Right.
Or you would think would be a priority. But perhaps not. Maybe that's just me.
Well, it says here that it is, but then I don't see it on the chart. So in the write up at the bottom,
mm-hmm.
Of this article, and we'll have this posted on the Facebook page. This link, it's on Marketing Profs, and so we'll make sure to post it on the Facebook link so you can see it. But here, you know, it says that the near the bottom, mobile advertising, mobile apps and mobile advertising, it almost seems like they've lumped them together in that percentage, which that's interesting because they're totally different.
Yeah, two completely different things.
Huh.
But interesting.
Interesting, yes, interesting. And I also, I'm going to sort of give a little premonition, you know, foreshadowing to my prediction that I'm going to make at the end of the show, but the thought that email is still a top priority and mobile is as well, I really am hoping that these people are paying attention to mobilizing those emails, making sure that they're working on mobile. That's huge.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. If I can't read it on my phone, then chances are it may not get read.
Right, right.
Absolutely, but you know, that's how I bring. I do a lot with any email coupons that I get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't print those out anymore. I'll bring them in and just show them on my phone usually now.
I'm so glad the stores are accepting them like that. I mean, it's just it's so smart.
Yeah, absolutely, and it kind of goes, you know, the same way with our when we send out SMS coupons. You know, that way the beauty of that is that it's always with you. You don't you don't forget that coupon at home, and that's one of the reasons I don't use a lot of coupons when I do my grocery shopping is because I get that coupon and I bring it home and I set it down and then it gets thrown away or forgotten or lost in a pile of something.
Yeah.
But well, let's go ahead. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. Some mobile presence on webmasterradio.fm.
Mobile presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I sign us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text radio to 21691. That's radio to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
WebmasterRadio.fm. Welcome to the place your competitors get their edge. Jump on it. We're here for you 24/7.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here are your hosts.
Hello and welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. I'm Joe Waldeck with Skywire Media.
And I'm Kim Dushinsky, author of the Mobile Marketing Handbook.
So Kim, we're just here talking about best practices for mobile in 2013. We're just kind of talking about some of the different budget priorities, top priorities for marketing executives for 2013. But now we want to switch over a little bit and we'll talk We'll get more onto some best practices, and we actually have the Ten Commandments of Mobile Marketing by Kim Dushinsky. And these are these are a great read. I was telling you I want to actually pass this out to all my customers because I think it's a real valuable resource, and it kind of outlines all the do's and don'ts for mobile marketing.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad to have you share them. We'll make sure they're posted on the Facebook page as well. And anyone else who wants to pass out the stone tablets, feel free.
That's right.
So I created these mostly because I just kept seeing a lot of things that were best practices is kind of it can be like the MMA document where it's down to the detail and the nitty gritty. That kind of thing. But then I think there's also sort of general common sense kind of thing, and that's where these come in. And the first one being don't send mobile spam. That's a biggie. And I think that businesses just need to be paying attention to what mobile spam is defined as and really paying attention to the lawsuits and the legality things. I think that could be a really great guest for us. I'll just sort of throw this out is having a legal expert on. Maybe in the first quarter of the year we should have a legal expert to talk about that kind of thing.
Oh, that would be great. That would be great. This first one, with that first one, I kind of want to send it over to Papa John's.
Maybe they needed that earlier.
That's right, yeah. We're a little late, but better late than never.
Yes. So the second one, thou shall only cause mobile action with QR codes. That's just been one of my pet peeves this whole year has been, last year I should say, is the, QR codes that go to a desktop site. And, it's just crazy. If we don't get our act together, we're going to kill QR codes because the consumers are going to stop using them. So it's just really critical that marketers pay attention to that. And then, that it should be something that makes sense. I was talking to a lady in my leads group and she said that, she was being sold doing some advertising in Albertsons, one of the grocery chains. And then the lady said, oh, well, you can put a QR code on it. And then the lady from Albertsons was going to charge them another $300 for the QR code. And I said to my friend, I said, now, and what do you have that's mobilized that QR code was going to go to? And she said, nothing. She said, we don't have anything mobile. And so, but she was going to just give us a QR code for the sake of it. And I thought, oh, please give me that lady's number. I want to go and have a little chat with her. Stop putting QR codes on that don't do anything.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what, that's kind of what has ruined. I love QR codes and they can do so many different things. And what's kind of killed them for me is the fact that people do that. And it just drives me up the wall. Mm-hmm. And how is that lady? How are they charging $300 for a QR code?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, that's it. Because she said they were going to charge them $900 just to put the ad up in Albertsons, and then she wanted to charge an additional $300 for this QR code, which essentially was going to be completely useless because it wasn't going to do anything.
Right. Yikes.
And so, yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So. That's a lightning bolt coming out of the sky.
That's right. Oh, boy. So on to number three. We have to mobilize thy site. So important.
It is. And yet it's funny because, you and I have talked about how this is just critical. We all know it's critical. Everyone in mobile knows it's critical. And yet when you go to businesses and talk to them, a lot of times they're still sort of fighting it. No, I don't need to. It works fine on my iPhone or, no, I'm not ready yet or whatever. So, and yet they're going to be spending, money on apps and mobile advertising.
Right. Right. Exactly. I think that's probably one of your first steps if you are not even if you're going into mobile. If you have a website, you should have a mobile website too. And even if it's a do-it-yourself, I know that WordPress, they have a pretty easy way to convert your site over so it's optimized for mobile. There's really not much of an excuse not to have a mobile site.
No.
And one of the things we've talked about before is having that having the option to go to the full site. That that's something else that really bugs me, is that when you know, you do have a mobile site, and that's wonderful. It's nice and easy to navigate and find information. But sometimes you need to get to the full website.
Mm-hmm.
And to have that option to switch back and forth is also very important.
Yes, yes. Humans are always smarter than computers, no matter how much we and they try to tell us otherwise.
That's true.
So number four is kind of interesting because thou shalt only create a mobile app if there's a valid reason to do so. I was traveling at Christmas, and before I went, I was going up to Canada. I was in Canada, and so before I went, I'm on a data plan that's a little bit, I'm paying for my data instead of just free because it's, I'm traveling internationally. And so one of the things I did before I left was clean off a bunch of apps, because I don't want a bunch of apps trying to update and, on this data plan that is, I'm paying by the minute, or by the KB, whatever.
Right.
Paying by the kilobyte. And as I was doing it, I was really realizing how many apps I've put on my phone that I just don't use. I put them on there once, and then there's no reason to go back, and so I don't. And so that's just critical in the mobile app strategy.
Yes, as anytime I go through, and again, I recently, over the last couple of months, updated my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have apps. It's a pretty darn new phone, and I still have a bunch of stuff on there that there's no reason that should be on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of apps that I've downloaded that just should not be there.
Yeah, and businesses, if you're gonna invest this money, make sure that it's there's a good reason for people to want to put the app on, and that you build in repeated use. Like, that is just and based on what the customers want of repeated use, not what you hope they're going to use or want to use.
That's right. Listen to their feedback.
Right. So number five, honor your mobile campaigns by marketing them fully and accurately. For how many years have we talked about, mobile's not a silo, it's not, it's got to be integrated, and, the more that mobile is added into and just completely immersed into the rest of the marketing, the better everything will work. The mobile campaigns will work better. The other marketing campaigns will work better. All of that is just that's just huge.
That's right. Yeah. When I start working with a new customer, I don't I make sure that they understand that mobile is not the end all be all of marketing. It's going to be another channel for them to to reach their customers, and it's something that you use. They say, well, do you have a list? Do we send where do we get our list of numbers? And I said, well, you acquire that. That grows. It's an organic growth process where it, people from your social media, people that are walking by your store, people that receive mail from you, people that go to your website, maybe run ads on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you get all your, for me, it's SMS. That's where you get your people to opt in from you advertise on your website, you advertise on your Facebook, in your store, on the side of a truck, however it is that you advertise now, you leverage that to bring people into your mobile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny because I always think when they say that, they're thinking only from their marketer hat of, I want a list of people to send out to. And yet if you said to them, okay, well, let's suppose I did have your cell phone number on a list, how many businesses would you like me to sell it to? that they could just randomly start texting you, and right away they just freak out. No, oh my God, don't. Yeah. But, you know, when they're thinking about the other, you know, aspect, like, oh, I want to send as many phones as I can, you know.
Mobile
like
Presence will be back after we connect to our sponsors.
A great way to put it right there. And, you know, that's something that we don't do here at Skywire is, you know,
Rise, links, and web indexes.
That we use to
take a bow to the largest link map
in the world. Started.
Majestic SEO. Majestic SEO wields its virtual sword with speed and accuracy to deliver detailed reports of your company's link data and that of your competition. Let Majestic SEO make you your own king of internet marketers. And join the crusade of clients and agencies that have chosen the noble choice for link intelligence. MajesticSEO.com.
So, Kim, let's go ahead. We'll take a quick break here.
Yeah, my day is done.
And we'll
time
come back
happy
with the
hour.
Second half.
You're already done for the day?
Of
yeah, because I use certifiedknowledge.org.
This is Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Just getting your feet wet on the internet? Then dive into our stream.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
We're the coolest place around. WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here are your hosts.
Hello and welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. I'm Joe Walczak with Skywire Media.
And I'm Kim Dushinsky, author of The Mobile Marketing Handbook.
All right, Kim, so we are halfway through our Ten Commandments, and we are running out of time here. We had a whole lot planned for the show here, so let's just jump right in with number six. We're going to say mobilize thy email. You had mentioned this earlier. Tell us more.
Well, just making sure that that any emails you send out will work well on mobile. You just have no idea how many people are reading which emails on mobile, and if they can't even open it or can't see it or it doesn't work or download fully, you know, it's a goner. People don't have time to check their email once, much less twice. So that it's just huge.
Absolutely. And number seven, thou shall not ignore mobile, for thy neighbor won't.
Right. This is really just sort of the basics of, you know, businesses who want to pull the ostrich strategy of, you know, no, I don't need to worry about this. I'm not ready yet. I barely got my site up and all that. So, you know, your competition's not ignoring it, nor is your customers. So,
exactly. Just like I was saying before, where I went on for the, I was looking at wine refrigerators.
Mm-hmm.
And they, this one was very nice. I loved it, but I read the reviews and I had to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
I had to walk away. Now, number eight. Thou shall provide relevant value.
Sure. Well, eight and nine are pretty integrated. Nine being obey the context in which your customers are interacting with you. And these are very tied together around keeping in mind that there's a reason someone's doing something on mobile. So make sure that what you're asking them to do, like don't ask people to make a mobile call to action if it doesn't make sense on mobile. If you're on a website already, don't have them clicking or, you know, using a QR code to do something that takes them to mobile that now they're on a device that works worse than the one they were on already. you know, things like that. So only use mobile when it really, you know, makes sense.
Okay. And now number 10, we have only use mobile when it is the right tool for the job. So this is kind of the opposite, the contrast maybe to number 7.
Mm-hmm.
So we have people that maybe ignore mobile, and now we have people that only want to use mobile or use it maybe more often than they need to.
Right, right. If the call to action doesn't make sense to happen on mobile, don't do it that way. You know, or use mobile to get them back to what makes sense. You know, if you're going to send a text message, you know, you can't send a PDF file. You know, don't have people like opting in to get a PDF file from text messaging because it's not going to come in on their phone. So, you know what I'm saying? So just really paying attention to the congruency of everything as it goes across.
Right. Exactly. Now, Kim, let's jump in to our, what do you see coming in 2013? What's going to be the big thing for you in 2013 for mobile marketing?
Well, it's kind of a, I think that businesses will really sort of realize that this mobilizing email is absolutely critical. So it's not a huge thing. It's pretty common sense, but that's what I think will be a shock to a lot of people.
Personally, I am looking for some more augmented reality. I'd like to mm-hmm. see something really cool with augmented reality, and I hope it happens, but I'm not sure if it'll happen this year.
Yeah, I think that'd be another great guest. We have got some good. We're gonna have some good guests coming up, I think.
Yes. We just need to find those people now. We need to find those guests.
We will.
But well, let's go ahead and wrap up now. We got a big year ahead of us. 2013, the year of mobile. What do you say to that, Kim?
Amen.
for the fourth year in a row, I guess.
Yeah.
But thanks, everyone. Don't forget to check us out on facebook.com/mobilepresence. Thanks for joining us this week. Joe Walczak with Skywire Media.
And I'm Kim Duszynski, author of the Mobile Marketing Handbook, and thanks to Skywire Media for being our sponsor.
Have a great week, everyone.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.